you know what they said? Well, some of it was true. London calling at the top of the dial, and after all this, won't you give me a smile?
Like. don't believe in.
Holy Ghost, it's a sign, holy Ghost.
waiting so long. You've been waiting for today. Don't you put yourself on. Don't you take yourself away. It gets so hard at times to take it serious. It really gets to be a drag when all we really need is love. Here come cowboys, here to save us all. Here come cowboys, they're so well inside the law. Here come cowboys, they're no fun at all. Here come cowboys.
WMFO Medford 91.5. That, of course, was the Psychedelic Furs, and Here Comes Cowboys. You know, it's too bad because, I mean, I think the movie, was it The Breakfast Club? I don't know. I don't care. All I know is that Pretty in Pink, I think, was one of the songs that they were working with, and their playing that actually destroyed their career because after... that album that they did, and I'm even spacing it on it now. That was the end. Their first two albums, I thought, were really very, very good, and they were reduced to movie fame and all that other stuff that goes with it. All right. Outside of just being angry, let's move on. So we kicked it all off with The Clash, London Calling, The Damned, Smash It Up. Then I did a couple of XTC songs, Fly on the Wall and Dear God. Actually, if I had actually planned that well, I would have followed it up with U2's Fly, but I don't want to play U2. Dead Kennedys, Let's Lynch the Landlord. That was sort of the battle cry for anybody who was 20 years old and living in Alston back in the 80s, probably even today. Then there was X, Burning House of Love. And of course, unfortunately, I don't know, it just never seemed to be the gigantic band that... I think that the keyboard player, now I'm totally spacing everything, so I'm just going to move on. Let's see, after that was Devo and Beautiful World, REM with Ignoreland, and of course we've wrapped it all up with the Psychedelic Furs and Here Comes Cowboys. Oh, actually, the name that escaped me was Ray Manzarek, because he produced X for many years, and I'm not sure if that was just a relationship that seemed to work out. I mean, you know, X has had a very long career, but I think near the end, they got tired of him and moved on. Well, anyway, so on to other things. Food Not Bombs. This is a PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This was a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, well, we're rounding out the last half an hour of the Dead Letter Office, and I've had a lot of fun. Actually, I'll tell you, outside of the little mishaps here and there in terms of the technical stuff, the music is solid. The station is a great form. I mean, we used to have a station many years ago, and they were Rock the Boat Radio. But I think if you're going to get truly independent music, it's actually coming from stations like WMFO and any of the surrounding colleges. We just happen to be living in a vast landscape that has so many colleges, and I'm grateful that we have it. Whether we're supposed to mention our rivals or not, I don't think I'd really call them rivals as much as brothers in the same battle. We've got the folks over at MIT and MBR, HRB out of Harvard, WERS in Emerson. You've got Boston College Radio. The list is literally, it just goes on and on. And, it's probably the last bastion of music on the airwaves. Given streaming services, YouTube, the whole nine yards, it's very rare to find a situation like this. So, anyway. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll make a strong run to the finish. I've got everything from the Stranglers to the B-52s, the Jam, the Buzzcocks. Ah, geez, a ton of stuff. So I'll tell you what, why don't we just kick the next round off? This is the Smiths, and how soon is now? You're listening to Jimmy Lincoln on WMFO.
I'm the sun and the air of the shyness that is criminally vulgar. I am the sun and air of nothing in particular. Shut your mouth, how can you say? I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody else that is criminally vulgar. I am the sun and air of nothing in particular. We'll be right back.
a rock. What's a rock?
WMFO Medford 91.5. Woohoo! All right, well, we're about to close the dead letter office. We certainly hope you've enjoyed today's show. Actually, we unearthed a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff from the 80s. I had no idea how embedded some of this stuff was in. But, yeah, I didn't get to a few things I was hoping to. But, you know what? No loss. We still got a lot of music in today. Let's see. Before we leave, let us catch up with where we were with things. Oh, actually, I kicked it off with The Smith, How Soon Is Now. Talking Heads, Heaven. B-52s, Rock Lobster. Then, of course, B-52s again with Private Idaho. Sounds like it should become some kind of military movie with Fred Snyder. Anyway, I've had a blast. We'll be back next week. How aggressive do we want it to be? Maybe it's a metal show. I don't know. Quite frankly, I think I'll probably end up doing a country show instead. So if you like country music or blues, we might actually hit that as well. Anyway, this is the Buzzcocks. I believe... And I believe I should be leaving. This was Jimmy Lincoln. We'll see you next week.
In these times of contention, it's not my intention to make things plain. I'm looking through mirrors to catch the reflection that can't be mine. I'm losing control now, I just have to slow down a thought or two. I can't feel the future and I'm not even certain that there is a past. Evolution, and I believe in the final solution. I believe in the ship of things to come, and I believe I'm not the only one. Yes, I believe in. When I poison my system, I tear balls and twist them into shapes. I'm reaching my idea, and I haven't an idea what to do. I'm painting my numbers, but can't find the colors that fill you in. I'm not even knowing if I'm coming or going, if to end or begin. I believe in the immaculate conception, and I believe in the resurrection, and resistance to the flow of time. Everything is and then